B-Pod Studios.
Okay, excitement, excitement, excitement around these hair parts, because we got Mr. Everything with us this morning, the all-seeing, the all-knowing Bob Ryan. Okay, well, first of all, Bob, good morning. Yeah.
Good morning.
We got so much to cover for you this morning. Okay, we got playoffs. We got the mysterious Red Sox. We got the NFL draft today. Yeah. Where do you want to? Let's start with. How about we start with the Bruins tonight in the playoffs.
Yeah, the Bruins who played a really, really good seventh game. Rask was terrific, and the thing that everybody was harping on was they got the production from the bottom six forwards, as they call them, you know, rather than the top six. And that was really encouraging, and there was nothing left to like about that game, particularly the way Rask played. So, yeah, they got through the series with the Maple Leafs, and they are the highest remaining seed left. They are the. It's hard. There was a lot of carnage in the first round when particularly with Tampa Bay not only losing but being swept. It was extraordinary, and in Washington now. So here we are. They have an opportunity here. I mean, they really have a chance to win the cup, and I don't think people would have thought that at most during the season, because he was Tampa Bay. They're just too good. And look at Tampa Bay won by like 19 points. Yeah. But anyway. Good for them. The Bruins are trending upward. Good for them.
Okay, so feeling good about the Bruins. Well, yep. So let's move on to the next team in the playoffs.
Why the heck do we have to wait till Sunday?
What's the deal with that?
It's totally and 100% television driven. It drives me crazy. I remember the good old days when we used to have back-to-back days.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Boston and Philly Saturday, Boston and Philly Sunday. New York, same thing. No, those days are totally gone. It takes 15 days to play a seven-game series. It's absolutely absurd. No one likes it. I mean, the teams don't like it. I mean, because,
it's money, you know, though. Money.
Yeah. Well, it's TV, and that's it. And the NBA is, you know, that's it. So that's, we have to live with it.
But can we take care of the Greek freak? What do you
think?
Well,
that's a great question. He is extraordinary. He's a very, very difficult matchup. He's 7 feet tall. He's extraordinarily agile. He's quick. He's aggressive. Thank God he's not a great outside shooter yet, but he's getting better.
But he's really hard
to guard. Now there's going to be a lot of pressure on Al Horford and also on Semi Ojeleye. Ojeleye, who did get to guard him last year, he's going to get some playing time. Where they are. They may be finally who we thought they were, and that's good. And the best thing that's happened in the last few games is that Gordon Hayward looks as if he is absolutely the Gordon Hayward that they thought they had. Yeah,
Gordon Hayward.
Okay. Very, very important.
Question for you. Well, we got to mention the Red Sox. I mean, they're just abysmal.
That doubleheader loss killed me. I mean, I felt really good after the sweep weekend, and then to go in and lose two to Detroit. Ugh.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and then they're going to be teasing us for quite a while. I mean, maybe we should say when you get to 500, let us know.
Contact us, we'll tune in.
Hey, okay, Bob, it's the opening round. The NFL draft begins tonight. Patriots have the 32nd pick in the first round. Are you thinking wide receiver, tight end, or are you thinking?
Oh, why we like, you know, the druthers would be a position upgrade at wide receiver, but I don't know. Here's the thing: Bill Belichick is the mad professor trader ordinarily at these things. They have 12 picks to work with over the seven rounds, and he's traded up, he's traded back. The almost certain thing is that he will make a trade somewhere. And that's the one. Now, would it be in the first round to try to target a specific player? I don't know. Now, traditionally, he has not drafted for need. They have drafted best player on the board. Only on very rare occasions have they drafted for a position specifically because they felt they had to upgrade there. So while you and I and everybody out there would like to upgrade at wide receiver, that doesn't mean that's his first priority.
Yep.
And you never know what he's going to do anyway.
Yeah, but just have to go stick
with
him.
He's not predictable.
In Bill we trust, right?
We have to. I mean, that's our motto. That's our New England motto, in Bill we trust. But this with 12 picks, you can guarantee he's going to make it some trades.
Okay, I think we've covered everything except those shameless plugs. Do you have any shameless plugs for us?
Well, we've got the podcast, the Sports Reporters podcast, up and running with Mitch Albom and Mike Lupica, and they'll be on. I'll be on Around the Horn on ESPN at 5 o'clock next Tuesday, so you can circle that one on your calendar.
Excellent. Go Bruins. And go Celts. Talk to you next week. Have a great
You bet. And just something to read in the paper on Sunday.
Oh, really?
Okay. Good. Oh, very good.
A reason to get the paper. I like it.
Okay.
Yeah,
have a good
go.
One, man.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.